Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today, we're talking about the trader's journey. Another episode here covering some of the things that you're going to need to deal with on your journey to wherever it is that your journey is headed towards. Now, I've put it across my social media on Twitter and Facebook. If you don't follow me there, then go get on there because I'm open to suggestions for different episodes here on the podcast and also for content as I put it out frequently. So anything like that that you want some help with, let me know, and I would be happy to take on further suggestions. And that being said, Maxwell was the first one jumped in this morning, this afternoon, and basically asked about the introduction of taxes in crypto in Australia. So I thought I'd cover this. Now keep in mind that you know when it comes to the subject of tax, it's quite important to understand that I'm not an accountant, and of course, this is not financial advice, never is, never will be, and that you should always speak to your accountant and financial advisor going forward. But when it comes to tax in trading, it's not just around tax in crypto trading. It's just around tax in trading altogether. It is something that you are going to have to understand, and it is something that you're going to have to adhere to. Now, I don't think paying taxes is a bad thing. Not at all. It's really important for society to function. If we like to have the type of world that we live in here and abroad, then we need to make sure that we do pay our share. Now, With that being said, we don't need to pay too much, of course. So that's where your accountant comes in to help you with all of that. But look, it is something you're going to have to do. Now, here's my journey through the wonderful world of taxation. Now, of course, I lived in London for 6 years and I traded a lot over there. And I've traded a lot here in Australia as well. They're the two places that I've domiciled the last sort of 12 years. And look, from my point of view, it does start with a conversation with your accountant, first and foremost. Okay, so there's differences. In Australia, for example, there's sole traders, then there's proprietary limited, so there's companies. There's different ways of setting things up, of course. Now, in the UK, if you had an income, a JOB, or even a business that derived most of your income and you made a little bit in your trading, you could trade through a thing called spread betting, which was essentially betting on the crypto, betting on the markets, and it was tax-free if it wasn't your sole income. So that's a good option for anybody over there in the UK who's listening. And I know we do have a huge amount of listeners. Shout out to the UK population that are listening to this show. But again, it comes back to what are your expectations? So a lot of people ask the question about tax before they've made any money. And that's it's a common mistake. You know, for a start, you've got to make money before you can get taxed on that money, right? It's pretty straightforward, pretty obvious. So the first thing you've got to focus on is, okay, what size account have I got? Okay, you know, if you're trading, let's say, you know, 5 to 10,000, then, you know, it's unlikely that you're going to be making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars that year. Look, it could happen. And look, this is crypto. So if it's going to happen in any market, it's probably going to be this one. But that being said, you know, you don't want to go out there and drown yourself in costs and corporate structures and trusts and all that sort of stuff, because it all, does all cost money. If you've got a smaller account, it's better off you start trading. Don't focus on the things that are not really relevant when you're starting out. Focus on becoming a good trader, because before profit comes, before tax issues come, before taxation even arrives, whether it's an issue or not, you need to be in a position where you understand what you're doing when you're trading. The first pointer is obviously speak to your accountant. Second pointer is don't let it worry you too much. You know, don't feel like, oh, I'm just starting to trade, I've got to go and set up this company, I've got to do this, this, and this, and this, if you've got a smaller account. Of course, if you are in business and if you do have you know, a substantial amount of money to trade with, whether you're in business or not, if you are going to be trading with a larger portfolio, you may be $100,000 plus, then yeah, maybe a company structure would be best for you. So it's worthwhile, again, speaking to your accountant, just simply because, coming back to the whole accountant thing, they know your individual circumstances and they're the ones that are going to be able to advise you and legally are able to advise you. But when it comes to taxation, again, it's there. You can't escape it. I mean, unless you want to go and live in the Caymans, which you will want to. But the bottom line is this: don't let it bog you down. You are going to have to deal with it. The way I deal with it is by not dealing with it. by keeping good records of my trades and handing it off to an accountant. Whether you're in business, and look, trading is a business. Don't fool yourself here. Trading is a business. You've got to have the right team around you. One of the first people that I had in my team when I started my first business was my mentor and my accountant. They are the two people that were very important to me. One, to point me in the right direction, make sure I didn't absolutely stuff up completely, and the other, to make sure that the money that was made was kept and, you know, the taxes were lodged correctly. Because I tell you what, you try and do it yourself, you might be costing yourself thousands of dollars. Always seek out professional help when it comes to your taxes, and don't let it worry you too much. Remember, you've got to make money before you've got a tax issue. Guys, that's something you are going to have to deal with. I hope this has helped. And if you're not across my socials and you'd like to get more feedback to me and be kept up to date with what's going on in the Trader Cobb world, then get across to my socials. You know, get across Instagram, get across Facebook, get across Twitter. I'll take suggestions and I'll even do shows on it from now and then. As Maxwell's just found out, I've covered taxation for him. And I hope you have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.